being weird.
This is awkward.
You have to hold it right up to your mouth.
Got it.
Okay, everyone. Welcome to a solo-ish episode of V the People. I asked my wife, Kathleen Oswald, to be here today because, quite honestly, I didn't feel like doing it by myself. And also, I just need you emotionally today to support me.
Sure thing. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were just running into it.
Oh, yeah.
No setup. Here we are.
Yeah.
Great.
Did you want me to, like,
nope.
really introduce
no,
you?
No. No. No.
Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, I'm a lesbian. Just kidding. It's kind of funny, though. Kathleen and I have been married for 6 years, going on 7.
No, my love. We've been married for 5 years, going on 6.
No, we got married in 2020.
Correct.
It's 2026.
September 2026 will be
6 years. We're going on 6.
Wow.
Yeah. And how has it been for you?
Oh, great.
Being married.
Well, I love you, so.
Yeah, I love you too.
Great.
I had such a weird intrusive question that I won't ask. Never mind. We're doing a solo episode. I'm not going to interview you.
Why?
Well, I was going to say, how different do you think your life would be if you would have married a man?
Okay.
Is that a bad question?
No, I, boring probably.
Really?
I don't know. It depends on the man, I guess. Mm. But I didn't marry a man, so.
Sorry.
Why are you doing?
I mean, I'm not sorry that you didn't marry a man. I'm sorry if it was an intrusive question.
Not intrusive.
Okay, good. So normally in my solo episodes, I talk about what we've been watching. Would you like to share with the group
no.
what you've recently been no. watching? Kathleen goes on these. No, no, it's not a judgment. I'm actually here for it. Kathleen does what a lot of people do, which is like she'll cycle through some old stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a few favorites. Like, I love when you rewatch One Tree Hill.
Mm, it's a good one.
I was never a big One Tree Hill person, but I really love when you rewatch because I feel like I get really good little tidbits.
I love that.
What are some of the other ones that you rewatch?
That I rewatch to, like, my comfort shows?
Yeah, yeah. Like, your cycle.
I would say it used to be ER. I'm not ER. Grey's Anatomy.
Mm.
But then, like, I ended up having a medical issue, so I just don't want to watch it all the time. You
oh,
know what
is
I mean?
That why?
Yeah, no, I'm not interested in watching that.
Oh.
All the time. What are my other ones?
Sometimes Dawson's Creek.
No, because Joey kind of annoys me.
Okay, well, Friends is like...
Friends is a good one.
You like Classic. To fall asleep to Big Bang Theory?
I do. I don't know why, because have you ever noticed that the intro to their show is like a bunch of flashing lights?
Yeah.
And when you're sleeping, it like wakes you up. It's stupid. Actually, I'm going to change that.
Okay.
Starting like now. But right now, my kick is.
Wait, I have more to talk about with some of the things you watch. I know you don't like to share it with too many people, but you did one time go through the entire series of Reba. That was.
Okay.
What?
Well, you know, it's like a train wreck, honestly. It's, oh my God, so inappropriate, that show, too. Like, the things they talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's a regret for me.
Well, Friends has some of that, even. I mean.
No, but Reba is way worse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But one of my very, very favorites, like, when I lived in New York City, on a Sunday morning, I would wake up, make my coffee, and I would sit down, and I would watch, and this is before, like, Netflix and all that stuff, so you couldn't, like, tape things. I would watch old school 90210 followed by One Tree Hill.
Oh.
And what a beautiful morning that was.
Yeah.
Yep. I would just sit there in the peace and quiet. I loved it.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
And then every now and then you find something like you did go through all of America's Next Top Model. Didn't
Again,
you?
Tragic.
Crazy.
You know, sometimes it's interesting to go back and watch things from like long ago and you're like, why did I ever think this was okay or watch this? And now I know why I'm so fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
And, okay, so now what inspired you to watch what you're currently watching? Now you can share.
okay, I when I'm watching TV, I like to watch something that's mindless, like just to watch. Like I, again, I also love like Real Housewives, like that shit. Mm. You got me into that.
Oh,
how,
yeah.
How dare you?
Wait, that was another thing. You recently watched Jersey from the very beginning.
That was a great time.
That was so fun.
I would recommend and I would do it again.
I love when you do that. I like come to bed early because I know that you're, I'm like, ooh, she's at this part. Okay, anyways. Okay.
Anyway, so now, oh boy, it has been, let me preface this. Well, no, it's been four weddings.
TLC.
Or something. It's on Hulu now. Yeah. It's on our Hulu thing. And it just came on and I was like, all right, I used to watch this back in the day. Mind you, I never wanted a wedding. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really into that. I'm glad I got married, but like we didn't have a wedding. We didn't. These
people might not know what it is.
So like four women who've never met each other mm-hmm. meet up and have to go to each other's weddings and rate them.
Yep.
And the shit shows that these people thought were great ideas and like lovely things. And like, why do people waste so much money on weddings? I don't understand.
And they're always themed, like they each have their own theme.
It's brutal. No offense to anyone who did that. Good for you. I hope that it was the most magical day of your life. But yeah. To go on this show and then they win a honeymoon.
If they win.
I what can't. Year? I think it's like 20.
My guess would be like early 2000s.
I was going to say like 2007 maybe.
What?
It's a moment. It's a moment.
And how many seasons are there?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm not really that into it, but it is on a lot when you happen to walk in the room.
Oh my gosh, 2009 to 2018.
I think I'm in the 2009 era because
you have to be.
This shit is dated.
It's tacky.
Yeah. I mean, again, but this is like their most magical day, so I have to like respect that. I'm not good at holding my opinion when it comes to decor and things like that. I'm bad at that, but
it's okay.
But they're on TV.
They're on TV.
And it's I wish art. Them all well, and I hope that they have happy marriages.
I don't think any of them are going to listen to this.
You don't know.
So it's okay.
I bet people wouldn't think I'd watch four weddings.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of fans out there. Guaranteed.
Of four weddings?
Absolutely.
We also just went to see The Devil Wears Prada 2. Would you like to give your review? Well, let me just actually preface with oftentimes Kathleen, when she doesn't like something, I really love it. And then it's like swapped. Like you love the period piece stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I prefer that.
I don't like it.
Something I love about Veronica is that when she goes to a movie, she's always surprised by the twists and turns. Mm. And the twists and turns are what I have predicted from the very start.
It's crazy to me.
Right. But I'm so jealous of that, that you can go and like just in awe enjoy a movie or enjoy life in general, really, that way.
Yeah.
But I'm like, nope, I know what's going to happen. So what's the point?
Could you ever force yourself to not think about what's going to happen?
No.
Like, could you just be like, I'm going to just try and follow the story? Did you predict what was going to happen in Devil Wears Prada 2?
Sadly, I did. I mean, that was a bad movie.
You didn't like it?
I'm so sorry. I didn't want to say anything because last time we saw a movie together and I looked over at you and I said, that was terrible. You got really upset.
That was Reminders of Him.
Oh, that was so bad.
That was so freaking good.
No, Veronica.
I actually liked that one better than Devil Wears Prada 2.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
I think the thing is like, it was just nostalgia and.
But, like, why don't we just, like, rewatch it in the big theater then?
Because we want to know what they're doing now.
Well, I wish they weren't doing what they're doing. They're doing terrible things.
I disagree.
Why did Andy have to have a boyfriend and have a love storyline? Like, what is the point of that? Spoiler alert.
I didn't love that part. Not really a spoiler.
But, yeah, we don't want to spoil anything in case people want to see it.
Okay. Well, it's not, we I won't give away like it. The thing, but Andy has a boyfriend and she doesn't need to have one.
No, stupid.
Yeah. And I liked her old apartment.
Okay, but we're not going to give any more away. Okay. People might want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. What since, okay, so here's something else controversial. You have a different take on it than I do, but recently I've been watching Hacks and the most recent episode has become my whole personality. Here's what I just want to make clear, because this is a tricky situation for me. to navigate.
Sure is.
Because Kathleen doesn't like, well, I shouldn't say she doesn't like, that puts you in a bad light. I mean, you don't love that I'm always like thinking that older women are attractive. In pop culture, not in everyday life. Like, people on our screens.
I don't like not like it. I just find it, as someone who's 10 years older than you, you do tend to question, wow, how old do I look?
Oh, you question yourself.
Like, wow, what? Okay.
But I don't think you look old.
I do a lot of work on my skin, so you're right. And I know I've gained some weight, so like those wrinkles are like filled in. I got a baby face.
Let's go.
Let's go. But like,
but I
work hard at that.
I know, but I actually love.
No, you like Jean Smart, who has so much shit in her face.
She has wrinkles around her lips, and I really
because
like
they
that.
They can't like take care of it, but like she just, her cheekbones are like unattainable.
Okay, but here's why I like her, because she's a powerful woman. If she was like, if her character was different, like I didn't find her attractive when we saw her in her one woman show on Broadway, because she was kind of like a very like beaten down woman.
Wow. So note to self.
That sounds
never
terrible.
Look beaten down. keep your shit together. Keep getting Botox.
It's the aura.
Think about some lip filler.
It's aura. No, it's not the actual face. It's the aura, the essence.
She was a badass in that play, V.
Kathleen, of course. It's just what I'm attracted to.
She was a badass in that play.
I agree.
More so
than
on Hacks.
But it's a different aura. That was a very intense, like, dark show. It was beautiful. I loved it.
It was a great show.
That said, Deborah Vance's aura on Hacks is so powerful and, like, oh, no, our cats are fighting. Well, they'll be okay. Oh, no. I'm going to pause. Un momento. Okay, we were talking about... Sorry, I'm out of breath from running. So, quick side note. We have to separate our cats a lot. If you know, you know. And I forgot to move one of them today. And he's been stuck in a room that he's not supposed to be in. And so, he's getting a little stir crazy. Okay. My point is, her aura and her essence, I find to be very intriguing. So it makes everything else about her attractive. It's genuinely not a physical feature. It's the essence.
I'm here for it.
And you
I
have
think
that essence.
You like, thank you. I think that you like people who are experienced in life.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but there's a different, that's like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but women, only women, not men.
Okay. Well.
Anyways, great. The most recent episode. And if you, this isn't a spoiler alert, because if you haven't seen this, then you must not be on the internet. But there's finally a kiss between Ava and Deborah's characters. And it's... something I can't stop.
Oh my God.
Watching.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I feel represented. Like, have you ever watched a movie or a show and you just feel very genuinely represented? It's very special.
That's good. I'm glad that you have that feeling. I did not have that feeling.
Yeah, you felt differently.
I felt, first of all, I think their relationship on this show, there are a few seasons where it's just vile. And I'm the person that when I'm watching a show, if someone's about to make a bad decision, I have to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what's wrong with me as a person? Is that a thing? That probably is a thing.
I think it's a thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Diagnose me, please. But
stressful.
I just don't like when people are doing really stupid things and making stupid decisions. And for like two seasons there, they were doing a lot of that. And it was just so tumultuous and vile. Mm-hmm. So when they kissed... in this episode, and it to be a joke in a way, it was like they were playing a part.
Mm-hmm.
It felt, I just wish they would show something genuine of that nature then, like for two people to genuinely feel that way, because it is possible.
But there was another couple.
Right, but then the younger girl went for the younger girl, And it's always these like older ladies who are like, I don't know. It just felt, it felt forced to me, and I didn't love the storyline.
Dang.
And I'm married to a woman, and it has nothing to do with that. I just wish it was more genuine, and if they were going to go that route, then go that route.
What's a show that you've seen recently that you're like, I have no notes?
Oh, Shrinking.
Yes.
Really?
No notes. No notes.
I love Shrinking.
Yeah.
What other?
Like the choices, the writing.
I think it's really well balanced.
The predictions.
There's one character on there. I'm not going to say who it is. That drives me a little bananas.
The girlfriend.
No. Oh, maybe there's two characters.
Jason Segel's girlfriend.
She drives me a little bananas. But
who's the other one?
The other psychiatrist.
Gabby?
Gabby.
What?
I think Gabby is beautiful and wears great clothing. And I love that about that character. But it can seem a little forced in dialogue.
Oh, my God.
But again, so I have notes, I guess. I guess I have notes.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Like, but I feel like you often, when you watch a period piece, that's when you're like,
oh,
you genuinely, you really allow yourself to get pulled in.
I guess so.
I'm having this aha moment.
I don't know.
Why do you think?
I don't know. Just the other day I caught myself watching PBS. I love the royal family shit. Like that shit. That's interesting to me.
Yeah. And it's because I think like you grew up really like your mom is from Scotland. So you really followed them because your sister's really into them
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay.
Like I can't. Oh, no notes. Oh, what am I thinking, Kathleen? Gilded Age.
Right. That's what I mean. Anything period piece.
Gilded Age.
Yeah. No notes.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to talk about, because I haven't talked about it yet, is that I watched the Should I Marry a Murderer?
I watched that as well.
I will say for me, and I know you didn't love it as much as I did, but that was one of the best docuseries I've seen in a long time that like really pulled me in.
Talk about watching poor decision after poor decision. I know. That was a hard watch for me. I was like, what are you doing?
I know.
What the fuck?
Aren't you so grateful to not be dating anymore?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Good talk.
Okay, well. Me too. I know like you've been, and if you don't want to talk about it right now, you don't have to, but I know you've been mentioning to me like you wanted to give a little bit of like a PSA representation about going through like some health things and specifically like doctors commenting on appearances.
Oh my God. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Sure. I can talk about it, I guess. Yeah. I just wasn't ready for that.
Sorry.
It's okay. I obviously have a chronic health condition. I don't let it too define me, but it has taken up a lot of my life and space in my life.
It's not obvious. So do you want to tell people what it is?
I have POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess. I have it pretty bad in a bad way. It's fine. I manage. We're working through it. It's called acceptance. Took me 6 years to accept that, but here we are. But with that comes a lot of medications that I have to retain water because I need fluids and I have to get so many IV fluids and salt and all these things. And then you're going through, I'm 45,
mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm 45. I'm going to be 46 in December.
Really?
Yeah. We're terrible with dates.
Clearly. Yeah.
So like you got hormone shit, all of it. So like at one moment, my body has just completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
And the finding acceptance in that has been harder than having POTS.
Because you have no control over it.
No control over it. And then you think about, that's what I'm saying, I know I'm so fucked up, like watching America's Next Top Model and all that shit. I was raised with that.
Yep.
And, you know, I find myself canceling plans because I don't want people to see me who haven't seen me in a while because I don't want them to even look at me.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, and you don't think they're going to do that. But, you know, people in their mind will probably say. I mean, I haven't gained an extreme amount of weight, but I do look different. I don't look the same. And so I had a doctor who commented on my weight, which it's not extreme. Like, it's not.
No.
It is not anything
and also
crazy.
Not a cardiovascular or any type of doctor who should be. It was an allergist. And we're not going to name names, but he did have Brian Koberger eyebrows.
He did. But he made a comment about my weight. And, you know, I've done so much work on acceptance. And in my mind, when he made that comment, I thought to myself, you know what? You don't know anything about me. I'm in the body of a fucking warrior.
Fuck yeah.
I fucking fight every single day to show up and live my life.
Yep.
And, like, you just never know what someone's going through. But then my friend Heather, brilliant Heather, gave me some advice the other day and reminded me that, you know, like when you're going to a wedding and you're like really worried about what you're going to wear. And it happens all the time. And you go back and forth. What am I wearing to this wedding? And you see the TikToks all the time. Try on my wedding guest dress haul. All this shit. No one is looking at you. The day isn't about you. The day is about the fucking bride and groom or bride or whoever. Like,
everyone's worried about themselves.
100%.
No one's really worried about us.
So, I think about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good advice she gave me. She gave me that advice a very long time ago, but reminded me of it.
Yeah.
Recently. It is a really hard journey. Like,
yeah,
terrible journey. But I will say I'm trying to master the art of dressing for, like, what I want to wear. So yeah. I have to go to a lot of galas and things for my job. And I'm trying to master, like, what's comfortable to wear to those events. But the other day I went to a retirement dinner. And I'd say people probably were like, dressing up more, I guess. Well, your girl just wasn't in the mood.
Yeah.
So I wore a pair of sweatpants, like cool sweatpants.
Yeah.
With like these great gray Pumas, suede Pumas, a cashmere gray shell tank, and a navy blazer with like ear cuffs, and like threw my hair back.
Yeah.
And I put these glasses on and I went, and two women came up to me and they're like, I'm so jealous that you've just made that work. Like, how do you make it
You have the
work?
Gift.
No, everyone has the gift. I actually felt confident in that outfit.
Right, which makes all the difference.
Yes, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, feel good about yourself and be comfortable. But I go to these galas and I see people, like, tugging on their clothing and,
ugh.
Oh, it's brutal, man.
Yeah.
Like, just show up.
It's brutal, man.
It really is.
Well, also, I want to say, like, something you always say to me, you always tell me before I go places, because I get really anxious socially, and you'll say, like, don't forget your magic, which is really true. Sweet. But, like, when I watch you in social situations, you have the same thing. Like, I can pretty much guarantee when people go home, they're not going to remember what everyone was wearing for the most part, unless there's like something really cool.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I can guarantee people are going to go home and be like, wow, Kathleen was cracking me up tonight. Like, you work the room and you make people feel good. You make them laugh. And so, like, that in a sweatpan is way cooler.
I would never wear sweatpants to a gala. I want to be very clear.
You should.
About that.
You freaking should.
No, absolutely not. I should not. But
I always tell Kathleen she has the gift of being able to, like, throw on something super cash and just making it look so freaking cool.
Thanks.
I would look like a dud.
No, you don't.
A big old milk dud.
You do.
Rolling down the street.
Veronica. You don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone, that's my little PSA. Like, fuck the allergists who tell you that you're fat, even though you are really just trying your best to survive every day.
Why would an allergist even have to comment on that?
I don't even know.
It's dumb.
And, like, fuck off.
Yeah. Real quick, have you been on the side of TikTok that is the girl that's like, women need to act their weight?
I can't.
Yeah. Have you seen the reactions? Or
that's heartwarming.
Yeah.
It is. But you know.
People are banding together.
They are.
They're coming together.
And it's interesting. Like when I see someone and I see every size body, whatever, I always am like, God, they're beautiful, or wow, mm-hmm. like they look great. And I know that they're probably feeling the way that I feel on the inside. Mm-hmm. But I do genuinely feel that way about people.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
Kind people. If you're a dick, I have no interest in you.
Yeah.
You bore me. You're not worth my time. But if you're a kind person.
You're gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Don't you do something we don't talk about enough?
Oh my God. Oh yes. And a lesbian culture moment. But we kind of got the lesbian culture moment. Although I will say I learned a fun fact the other day. This is from my friend Katie. Katie, if you're listening. Lesbian culture moment. Have you seen like on TikTok people talking about how same sex couples, specifically female, have like the highest divorce rate?
I've heard that.
Okay. The reason that's out there in media is really just another example of homophobia and like skewed data, because really all they're counting is the number of women who file for divorce who are now with, who are currently married to a woman. So like it could be a woman who divorced a man and then got married to a woman. It could be a woman who left a man in a DV situation and now they're single. So all it's actually calculating are women who file for divorce. And then they're like assuming that it's because there's so many lesbian couples today.
I don't know that I'd like to see the data on that.
Okay, well, it's coming from a very reputable source.
Well, okay.
So that's my lesbian culture moment. Guess here's the hot take. When you see data like that, you should always...
If you see the data.
When you see a fact like that, always question the source and where it's coming from.
Yes.
How many people were in that study? Where was it? Blah, blah, blah. Like, just check your sources. Okay, and there's something we don't talk about enough. I wasn't prepared for this today. Something we don't talk about
enough. Well, we did the weight thing.
Oh.
But
I actually want to normalize something because I had this conversation the other day. Kathleen and I don't watch TV at night together.
We don't.
Which I think is a blessing.
Oh, wow. Thank
no, you. I just mean like.
I'm kidding. We also like very different things, majority of the
well,
time.
Well, I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, I can't watch that until.
Oh, that.
Without so-and-so.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. I'm like,
you
what?
Don't dictate my TV
absolutely
schedule,
not.
And I don't dictate yours.
That's an intimate relationship. You and the screen.
Yes.
And I did explain. I was like, most of the time when we're working from home, we're home together all day.
All day.
So then it's like dinner, we go our separate ways. So these are people who they're not together all day. Got it. And then they come home and it's like, what are we doing tonight? So we're just on a different schedule.
Maybe, yeah.
But I also think you should normalize wanting to watch shows without your partner.
It's okay to do it.
Oh my God. I actually think it's healthier for your marriage.
No, I mean, if that's their thing that they do together, then that's fine.
Whatever.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well.
You know what I mean?
I do. I do. But the best part is we'll be watching something at the same time and texting each other about it.
Yeah. I mean, we're chatting. I'll FaceTime you if like the cats are doing something funny. Like we're in communication. We're still together in the home. We're not like going no contact.
Our cats rule our lives.
Yeah, they do. Actually, mm-hmm. Speaking of, we should probably feed them and switch them.
Yes, sounds good.
Thanks for joining me on my solo episode.
Time. Happy to do it.
And for supporting me emotionally today.
Sure.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. This episode was sponsored by Yakko's.
Oh, God.
Just kidding. It wasn't. But if you want to sponsor me.
Okay.
I love you, buns.
Bye.
Bye.